Let's try to start this meeting. I want to ask a quick question first, though. Can everybody have clear video, or is it breaking up? Shake your head, yes or no.
Yeah, right now everything's clear.
Okay, let's try this then. Sometimes my audio is breaking up, so we'll have to just go along here and see what happens. Okay, with that, we will start the meeting. Looks like we're starting about 15 minutes late. It's 9:15. I want to say good morning to everybody. Thank you for being here. My name is Jim Ganz, and I'm the chairman of the State Environmental Commission. Joining me today are two other members of the commission, Ms. Casey Casey, and I am not double talking, that is her name, and Mr. Tom Porta. For the record, this pre-hearing conference is being convened at 9:15 a.m. on Friday, June 12, 2020. Pursuant to the government's Emergency Directive 006, there is no physical location for this meeting, and access to this meeting is through the LifeSite system, where all parties and members of the public can either participate through video conference or via telephone. This conference is open to the public, and an agenda for today's pre-hearing conference was posted and made available to the parties and the public. Today, Ms. Casey and Mr. Porter and I will be the panel for the pre-hearing conference. By way of background, this pre-hearing conference is in response to a February 17, 2020 request for an appeal hearing from Environmental Protection and DEP. ABC contended in its request that NDPE's final decision was affected by error of the law. On March 11, 2020, NDEP filed a motion for summary judgment. The SEC's role today is to rule on NDEP's motion for summary judgment. Summary judgment is awarded if the undisputed facts and the law make it clear that it would be impossible for one party to prevail if the matter were to proceed to an appeal hearing. My next sentence I want to read twice, especially for our panel. This panel must consider all designated evidence in light of the most favorable to the party opposing the summary judgment motion, ABC. I'm going to read it again. This panel must consider all designated evidence in the light most favorable to the party opposing the summary judgment motion. The SEC will consider the arguments heard today to make its ruling. Today's agenda has two public comment periods, one before the ruling on the motion for summary judgment and one following the ruling. Comments associated with ABC in any capacity must not be provided during the first public comment period to ensure an unbiased proceeding. If you are here today to comment on anything to do with ABC, you must save your comments until the second public comment period. With that, I'd like to advise everyone here today that this proceeding is a pre-hearing conference conducted pursuant to NRS Chapter 233B. This conference is a quasi-judicial proceeding, and we would ask everybody, including members of the public, to conduct themselves respectfully as if they were in court. Also, and very important, please place your microphone on mute when you are not talking. I guess that really helps. It helps me anyway. Before we begin, I would like to verify that all appropriate parties were provided adequate notice to the pre-hearing conference, or in turn, waive their rights to that notice. I'm looking for agreement to this statement. Does everybody agree with that? Does anybody not agree? I have to make sure everybody knows what's going on here. Okay. At this juncture, I'd now like the parties to the pre-hearing conference to introduce themselves. We will start with ABC. Anyone from ABC?
Yeah. This is Byron Thomas.
Byron, I see you. Thank you and welcome. Glad to see you today.
Yes, sir. And Robert Ford is here.
Anyone else from APA? Okay. Thank you, sir.
My name is Robert Ford, manager of ABC.
Okay. Got you both.
Okay.
Anybody else from ABC? Okay. MDEP.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dan Newbell. I'm a deputy attorney general that represents the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection. Here with me is Frederick Perdomo. He is the deputy administrator at the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection.
And who is that?
Rick Perdomo. He's on the staff. I don't know if you can see him on your screen, but he's here.
Okay, thank you. I can see Frederick over there. Okay, and let's continue on. Anybody else that's in the public that is here? Okay, seeing none. I see Casey, and I know Tom's out there. Val, is there anybody else that you want to get on record as being present?
No, but I would just like to confirm that we do have a 3-member panel for today's pre-hearing conference.
Okay. Are there any other comments or questions from the people right now that I'm looking at on this screen about what we're doing today and we are ready to go forward? If not, I would certainly like to hear it now.
Chairman Gans, I'd like to also, I'm sorry, Val King for the record, I'd like to also just indicate that Hina Rasul, the SEC legal counsel, is also present in this meeting.
Okay, that's good. She may have to help me. I rely on that, so I would like to just tell that individual that whenever they want to interrupt me, please be my guest. The only person that cannot interrupt me is Dan. Okay. With that, any other comments? Thank you, Dan. Okay, so we're going to call to order this public hearing. Val has already established we have the 3-member panel. So my first item on the agenda is the public comment. I want to say again, we will begin the conference today with public comments. However, if a member of the public wants to speak about activities associated with ABC in general, or this case specifically, you'll have to hold your comments until after the panel has finished its deliberations and announced its decision. Please note that no action may be taken on any matter during public comment until that matter itself has been included on the agenda as an item for possible action. Also, at my discretion, I may limit public comments to 2 minutes. With that, I am opening the floor to anyone from the public that would like to make comments. Val, have we had anybody sign in as a public for public comments?
No, not that we're aware of, but they may join okay. The meeting at any time and offer public comment at the second public comment period.
Sounds good. Okay. The next item on the agenda, which is item number 3, the pre-hearing conference regarding the motion for summary judgment. I'd like to open the pre-hearing conference regarding NDP's filed motion for summary judgment regarding ABC's request for an appeal hearing. We will begin by listening to NDP's basis for its motion for summary judgment. Following NDP, we will hear ABC's motion for opposition to the motion for summary judgment. Then NDP will be given an opportunity to reply. So we got 3 parts here. Following each party's arguments, all 3, the panel will have the opportunity to ask questions, and I will pause when you guys are done. And I'll ask Casey and Tom if they have specifically have any comments. And of course, if I do, I'll make mine also. So with that, I think that NDEP can go ahead and make its argument.
Thank you. So today, NDEP asked that this commission enter summary judgment in favor of NDEP. The facts and law of this case are straightforward. Statute and regulation requires reclamation permit holders to submit an annual fee to NDEP by April 15th of each year. ABC failed to submit its fee by April 15th, 2019. NDEP gave ABC an opportunity to come into compliance by September 13th, 2019. ABC refused to pay. NDEP again extended the deadline to October 11, 2019. ABC still refused to comply. Finally, NDEP held a hearing with ABC on January 10, 2020. With ABC, where NDEP gave ABC one final chance to come into compliance by January 24th. ABC still refused to come into compliance. Despite these many opportunities, ABC never paid its annual fee, and so NDEP justifiably revoked ABC's permit. ABC's appeal claims that NDEP committed an error of law in revoking ABC's permit, but an allegation of an error of law requires ABC to show that NDEP acted outside of its legal authority in revoking the permit. ABC cannot do that here. NRS 5198.150 subsection 9 specifically grants NDEP the authority to suspend or revoke a permit for a permit holder's violation of a statute or a regulation. ABC's failure to pay its required annual fee is exactly that, a violation of NRS 5198.260 and Nevada Administrative Code 518.235. Summary judgment is appropriate when no genuine issues of material fact exist. In this case, the only material fact is whether or not ABC paid its required annual fee. There is no genuine dispute as to this fact. ABC's briefing admits that it did not pay the annual fee. Instead, ABC's briefing seems to contend that ABC was justified in not paying the required fee because of issues relating to a alleged reclamation plan. First, it's important to note that ABC's contentions relating to the requested reclamation plan are not true. ABC never submitted a request to revise its reclamation plan to NDEP. But second, and more importantly for the purposes of this hearing, any potential revised reclamation plan is irrelevant to this case. No statute or regulation allows ABC to refuse to pay its required permit fee because it feels it has been wronged. Such a ruling would be disastrous to NDEP's mission, because it would encourage unlawful withholding of fees that fund the Bureau for Mining and Reclamation. Since there is no dispute as to the material fact in this case, NDEP is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. The law is clear that NDEP has the legal authority to revoke a permit for a permit holder's withholding of the fee. This commission should enter judgment in NDEP's favor on ABC's appeal, because there are no genuine issues of material fact, and NDEP acted within its authority in revoking ABC's permit. Thank you.
Casey, I'll start with you. Do you have any questions or comments from NDEP?
No, I don't have any questions.
Mr. Porta? Tom, do you have anything that you want to ask NDEP?
No questions at this time, Jim.
Okay, NDEP, I have a question. It seems to me from what I just heard you say and the reading of the briefs that you have narrowed this issue down to one thing. Correct me, I'm looking for where I may be misunderstanding. You've narrowed this down to merely the payment or non-payment of an annual fee. Is that correct?
Yes, that is what this motion is about, is that there is one material fact to NDEP's decision to revoke ABC's permit. And the basis for that is actually stated within the letter that NDEP sent to ABC revoking the permit. So because you have that information, which is that ABC did not pay its fee, you can make the legal determination that ABC was required to pay the fee, and that NDEP has the authority to revoke a permit based on a permit holder's non-payment of the fee. And really, all other issues to this case are immaterial and irrelevant, because NDEP's basis for revoking the permit is supported by law and fact.
NDEP, during NDEP's presentation, you mentioned some NRS. Can you read me the one, for the record, that supports what you're saying?
Absolutely. So if I'll read for you NRS 5198.150 subsection 9. The heading for this statute is Powers of the Division, referring to the Division of Environmental Protection. And it says that one of the powers of the division is to suspend or revoke a permit upon a noticed hearing and finding by the division that the holder of the permit has violated any provision of NRS 519A.010 to 519A.280 inclusive, a plan of reclamation, any condition placed on a plan of reclamation, or any regulation adopted by the commission. And then I would also point you to, and I could read those if you'd like, the statute and regulation that require ABC to pay its annual fee.
Go ahead. I want to make sure that this is all on the record because you have narrowed this issue down to something very simple. And I, for me, for one, I want to hear ABC. I want to know why you've narrowed this down and they don't agree with that, that there must be some exception or something that I'm missing.
Sure. So the NRS that I'm pointing to for the required fee states, and this is NRS 519A.260, that each operator shall, on or before April 15th of each year, submit to the administrator a report relating to the status and production of all mining operations and exploration projects in which the operator has engaged and identifying each acre of land affected and land reclaimed by that mining operation or exploration project through the preceding calendar year and shall pay to the division a fee of A, $1.50 for each acre of public land administered by a federal agency, and B, $5.50 for each acre of privately owned land. That is the statute that they failed to comply with by not submitting their annual fee by April 15th. And I also just would note that the briefing by ABC doesn't even argue that the fee was due. It doesn't argue that the fee wasn't paid. And it doesn't argue that NDEP can't revoke a permit for the failure to pay a fee. Really, it just tries to sidestep this entire issue by talking about some kind of revised reclamation plan that they say was submitted but was not. I think that the issue here is very narrow. It's, does a permit holder have to pay a fee? Yes, that's a legal determination that you can make. Did ABC pay its required fee? No, that's a fact that is admitted by the other side. They admitted in their briefing. And it's a fact that's supported by the exhibits that we submitted. The declaration of Joe Sawyer, who's the head of NDEP's Bureau of Mining and Reclamation. And third, does NDEP have the authority to legally revoke ABC's permit based on that on payment? And it does. And I just read the statute, which grants NDEP that authority. So I'm interested as well to hear from ABC what their legal units here, because from the briefing that I saw, it doesn't really show that ABC acted in any way unlawfully in revoking their permit.
Thank you. KC, you have a question or a comment?
I do. It just came up. So I recognize that there's an and in there, Dan. In 519A260, you said they are required to submit a report as well as payment for the annual fee. Did the report come in?
I don't believe so. That's an answer I can get for certain from NDEP. But I know that the basis for the revocation that they stated in the letter is the non-payment of the fee, which both are required, the report and the fee. I don't believe that one was submitted. But I can get that information.
KC, anything else? Thank you. Mr. Porter, anything else before we proceed?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, with that, we will go to the presentation by ABC. Gentlemen, the floor is yours.
This is Byron Thomas for ABC Recycling. Our position is this, and it's very simple. You have to understand the course of negotiations or the course of conduct between the parties, because our argument is simply that the withdrawal or the revocation of the license was simply a pretext regarding the stalled negotiations concerning the reclamation plan. Now, I admit that maybe the reclamation plan had not actually been submitted, but there were ongoing negotiations between the parties concerning the reclamation. At issue, when the bond for the property was initially calculated way back, I believe it was 2008, I believe, it was substantially inadequate. The previous owner of the property, American Borate, caused substantial damage to the property. When ABC Recycling came in, it found these dangerous conditions and attempted to ameliorate it. Spent millions, as a matter of fact, trying to ameliorate these conditions. The issue came about when the state refused to take into account the use of green waste to help ameliorate the problem without any consideration for all the millions of dollars that have already been spent. So our position is, and we were negotiating in good faith with NDF. We were trying to resolve this matter, and considering the millions of dollars that have already been spent to revoke the permit when we have been negotiating in good faith is simply pretextual and a part of an arbitrary and capricious ruling that is simply not allowed. And that is our basis for why the motion for summary judgment should be denied. I yield the floor.
Is there anything else? Is that your presentation?
Well, Mr. Ford would like to speak. I apologize. Mr. Ford would like to speak.
Certainly. Go right ahead, Mr. Ford.
This property, just to give a little of the history, I've been involved in it since 2004. I was working as an employee at the time, and I didn't take the property myself until 2011. I bought it at a foreclosure sale. After I bought the property at the foreclosure sale, I met with NDEP, Mr. Bruce Holmgren. And Bruce Holmgren allowed me to put on a cover of green waste. I have the letter in front of me, 2012. He released all of the borrow pits on the site that none of these guys remember because they hadn't been here that long. Todd Susmith knew it. And he asked me at that time, he said, Robert, you can take the reclamation bond, and if you can't get nothing to grow, I'll just end the permit. Because this is not an active mining permit. Like this 5-8 cold sand, this is not an active mine. This is a reclamation job that's not happening because the plan that they had from American Borate in 1999 said it was going to dry by 2013. The material has not dried today. Material is still wet. It was planned to be a 6-inch cover. It ended up taking 6 feet of cover. This property, Mr. Holmgren from NDEP and Todd Susmith, met with both of them. I got letters from both of them, aligned green waste. And the only way I could cover this reasonably is put on material that I can get at no cost. I got some NDEP bond releases from Mr. Holmgren. And on his last release, he said, Robert has put in 3 feet of material on this property and hoped it a lot. I have those letters. So when I finally regrouped, Todd Process came in the picture, a new guy. Paul Combo was in before, the one that approved everything, him and Bruce Holmgren and Todd Susmith. So the new guy come along, Todd Process. I met them in Reno with Mr. Sawyer. And I made it real clear. I said,
money ain't a problem, but I need to have an agreement that they wrote me a letter. You couldn't put green waste on the mature property to reclaim it. Todd processed, but he didn't know Bruce Holmgren had already wrote another letter. So it's a bunch of inadequately papers come from NDEP, you know, and at that meeting in Reno, they advised me to hire a consultant. I took dirty advice. The consultant, they said, get him, and if he'll prove everything, let's go forward. I said, as long as that consultant proves everything, I'm all set. Now, this is the second consultant they have gave us. The first one was Nathan Robinson, the first consultant that was gave by NDEP. And, you know, I got letters here where the whole ponds is over the limit. And these ponds being over the limit, now county has made brownfields monies available, and we have tested them. They're still over the limits. So when Nathan Robinson came involved, they said, hey, forget about those ponds. Let them go. Don't tell nobody they're over the limits. That's what the letter said. Don't tell anyone they're over the limits. Keep it quiet. This is from an engineer that the NDEP gave us. So now I take their second advice and hire a new engineer. And the date for that guy to get this done was past the date that they wanted me to pay the payment. I told them I just want a piece of paper that they're going to honor what Bruce Holmgren agreed on and Todd Paul Cumber. I just want one piece of paper. Yeah, Mr. Ford, you can keep reclaiming the property to get the thing to seed, or you can't reclaim the property. But for me to just pay $4,000 a year when I could be done with this project 2 years ago, if they stopped changing the management, is just going on and on and on. Now, it's going to cause somebody to go out there and reclaim it. I didn't make this problem. This problem was made by American Borate. Those ponds is like quicksand. And I'm out here trying to fix the problem, you know, and you can't fix the whole problem with $200,000. You can't fix it with $12 million. And, you know, and I'm doing something to try to help the state and help Nye County, but, you know, I don't even want to be in this position myself. And I only own 30% of this land. All I own is 30%. The other guys out of Canada, they own 70%. That's what I told them at that meeting that day. And, you know, they're worried about a fee, and I'm worried about getting done. I want to get complete. Now, we already wasted about 7 years with BLM in court, because there was no survey on this property, never done. I asked NDEP for records. They don't have no records. They don't have no survey. They don't have no nothing. Now, we have new items that came up, and the South Dam, the North Dams, is not even on the property. So everything has not been inspected as per the plan. Was no survey ever done. And all I'm trying to do is get this done where everybody can be out of this. I can get enough material to finish covering, just like Bruce Holmgren and Todd Sue Smith told me to use to get this thing finished, and everybody's a winner. But I'm not going to go up there and dump something illegally where somebody tell me, well, Bruce is no longer here, you can't dump it. Todd Process's letter said no material to enrich the soils to get it to grow material. The only thing left on this permit is soils enhances. And it's part of the permit. It's written right on the permit on the second page. You can enhance the soils with anything that you can get that's going to improve the soils. And that's kind of my position. I have no problem paying the money if this agreement is understood that if Bruce Holmgren was wrong for saying go do it, let me know. If Todd Process was wrong, let us know. But somebody has to have one mind. And this thing with this, don't tell nobody the pond is over the limit, that's not the way to be. So that's my position on these ponds, and I like to resolve it, but it's a one-way street for me. They don't want to work with me on getting me an agreement. I need an agreement that, you know, that this thing, and in the Reno meeting, they promised, as soon as this soils guy say you can do it, it's okay. Just take that guy's information, let me pay him the fee, it's all over with. Thank you.
And just to follow up, our issue is that this is a much broader issue than what NDEP is saying is that is simply a pretext, and it is also arbitrary and capricious. And that's also why I put in the 56F motion, requesting more time to gather more documents to show that this is really just a pretext and that it's really arbitrary.
Okay. I thank you both. I understand what you're saying. I'm assuming my mic is on. I understand what you're saying, and I have a few questions, but I'd like to get Casey first with anything that she wants to ask you.
Could you point me to the letter where you're saying that it said, what were you saying that it was, that it didn't matter or what? I read all the letters that were attached here and is that in our packet?
And that was my issue. That's why I wanted more time to gather the evidence to oppose this as required, as allowed by 56F. We were just able to get a hold of this information. We were just able to get a hold of this information. And again, this would be a part of the additional evidence that we could produce if 56F was approved. It was renumbered, and I don't have the actual what the new number is, but it's the same. It's the same theory that if a party needs more time to gather additional information, then it should be granted.
Yeah, I saw that that in your letter, your motion did, but the letter that you guys are speaking to isn't in our packets here. So that's what you were saying you wanted more time to produce?
Yes, and that and other documents, yes.
Okay, KC, anything further? Thank you very much. Tom, how about you?
Thank you, Jim. Yes, when was a reclamation plan actually submitted to NDEP for approval?
2012 and 2011. It's been about four submitted, and Mr. Holmgren said that it wasn't required to modify the permit because it was all under the permit we got. It was part of seeding. So all we was doing was putting soils enhancement in, and so he said there was no major modification required. My attorney at the time was Stephen Gibbs, and I have all the letters, and we did put those letters in there from Stephen Gibbs and Bruce Holmgren. I think it was in there, 95% sure. And I met with all of them, and they tried to get me to just close the permit out and just take the bond down and be done with it, because they said, Robert, you can't fix this problem, I don't think. And what stopped us from taking the bond down was we went into the landfill department, and the landfill department was going to change it over from mining to a landfill. And so I spent another $200,000 on plans on the landfill, and it got all approved. And we were going to take the bond we had and move it to the landfill bond. So, and then the new people came in and started all over from scratch on me, you know.
The letter from Stephen Gibbs is a part of Exhibit B, but we didn't have the other guy.
And for the division, was this plan approved? I saw in my packet a letter back to ABC stating that the ABC had to get local approvals first before NDEP could move on approval of the plan. Did that ever happen?
Yes. So that
was that the question directed to Mr. Ford or NDEP?
I guess it would be more appropriate for NDEP.
Okay. And I don't know the status of any local approvals that ABC had to obtain, but what I do know is that no plan was ever submitted to the division in writing, as is stated under the rule.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at. I mean, Mr. Thomas, if you're trying to make the argument that, you know, the division is holding up the plan, and you're not going to pay the fee because of that, but if you haven't even submitted a plan, I'm failing to see the connection here.
Well, the connection is that we've been negotiating to try to resolve these issues. Like Mr. Ford was told at one point, there wasn't a need to modify the plan. Now, all of a sudden, there is. So we were just trying to figure out exactly what was going on.
Can I say something?
Certainly.
Okay.
Hey, this plan.
This is Robert Ford. He wanted to address the issue of the plan.
This plan has been submitted 3 times. I got every email from Mr. Paula Comba. I got the emails from Bruce Holmgren. We met in Reno. My engineer came from Florida, James Golden, and met him in Reno. So this plan has been submitted 3 times. But these new people don't know it's submitted. And I don't know if they have many files because they don't remember no tests on the ponds on this property. I have proof that every one of them was submitted. I know it was an overkill to put it all in here. Byron was trying to cut it down, but it's an overkill. But I got at least 3 plans that's been submitted from HSA Golan and to myself to 2 more engineers that I hired.
There was any other questions? And again, if that is the issue, that would be the purpose of the 56-F. That would give us more time to get that documentation to you.
Tom, do you have any other questions?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Ford, Mr. Thomas. I'm troubled by all this. I'm troubled because I think I understand what you're saying and your frustration. And we're not, my problem with this whole thing is I'm not sure that this hearing is the place and the method of resolving what you're bringing forward. I don't disagree with you. If what you're saying is true, I think I'd be frustrated also. But I'm concerned about your not meeting the law when it says you have to pay annually. Do you disagree with the intent or the letter of that law for the annual payment? I haven't heard you say this yet.
To the extent that the law is used as a pretext, I do, Your Honor, and I think that any time the state deals with a citizen, it has to deal with that citizen fairly and reasonably. It can't simply use a $4,000 bond to get rid of millions of dollars of work. That's simply a pretext. It's right up there with arbitrary and capricious, as I cited in my book in my brief, and it's a wider issue that needs to be briefed. Any decision that's arbitrary and capricious is grounds for that decision being reversed. And I believe when you look at the history of the negotiations, how much money has been spent, the idea that they would revoke a permit for $4,000 is arbitrary, is capricious, is simply a pretext.
Okay, Dan, you'll have your chance. You have another shot at answering this, so right now I'm going to ask you to hold, please. Well, gentlemen, I think you need to understand also that whenever you file for a hearing, we as a panel have the obligation of making sure we're following the law. This panel nor the SEC has any authority under the law to say that you don't have to pay your annual fee. It's as if we're an impasse here. It's as if you're saying we're not going to pay the fee until you give us some go-ahead. And under the law, NDEP, I think, I'm maybe misinterpreting this, that they're saying, look, you're not paying your fee, so therefore there's nothing more we can do. I really don't like this kind of impasse when two parties are put us in a position where then Mr. Porta and Ms. KC and I have to rule on the law. I don't take exception to your argument. I'm not positive you need more time. I agree with you. We need to get this resolved. What I'm trying to tell you is I'm not sure this is the method to get it resolved. We certainly got it out on the table in front of us, but I can't say, okay, right now, personally, I'm just telling you this, guys, because I think you make some good points. But for me, I can't just say to you, okay, we're going to ignore the law. This panel has no authority to tell MDB now, you go out there and you tell them what that you want them to do, or you approve this, or ask them for whatever you need. And then we'll consider whether or not we need to go ahead and pay this fee. Gentlemen, do you understand what the kind of position you're putting this panel in?
I understand the position that the panel believes it's in. However, I also believe that the panel does have the authority to look at a decision and actually look behind why that decision is particularly made. And I understand the argument about now you're going down a slippery slope. I get it. But if the issue comes up again and there is no issue of pretext, there's no arbitrary preciousness, the person hasn't spent up, you know, millions of dollars, then you can find that the decision wasn't arbitrary and capricious and there was no pretext. But in the facts of this case, it's clear that the $4,000 is not the real issue that we're having here, that it's simply a pretext for NDEP to get rid of them. And I don't know, maybe pursue legal action. I'm not sure why. But that the real reason is not the $4,000.
So what I'm hearing you say is one party says, respond to our request for reclamation, then we'll pay. The other party saying, pay as the law requires, and then we'll consider how we go from here. That's what I'm hearing. I'm not trying to put words in anybody's mouth. It's like an impasse. And this panel has to follow the law. And I'm not saying we don't have some room to say, well, we can just rule on it, or we can say, well, let's hold it off and wait for more time if we think that's going to make a difference. So I want to continue this particular hearing with NDEP's response to what you're saying. But I need you guys, I need Mr. Thomas and Mr. Ford, give me, as a member of this panel, something that I can rule on, something that isn't against the law, something that will help you. I'd love to help you. I'm just not sure that we're where we need to be to do it.
I understand that. And again, I do think, and I cited in the brief, that the standards for any ruling has to be that it is not arbitrary and capricious, and that it's not pretextual for something else. I firmly believe that, and I cited the case SIIS versus Sweeney, 103 Nevada 117, comma 20. So it's a 1987 case. So I do think that you have the authority to, at a minimum, deny the request right now, based on the fact that this is not simply an issue of whether you paid the fee or not, that this is a broader question and that you have to take into consideration the course of the negotiation between the parties and whether it was done in good faith.
Okay. I appreciate that. With that, unless Tom or Casey has any more follow-up questions?
I do, Chairman. Just real quick, probably for the division or Mr. Thomas or Mr. Bryan. This is a permit renewal, is it not? Not a new permit?
It's my understanding that it's a permit renewal.
Okay, thank you.
Casey? Okay. Okay, with that, I have no further questions either. We will go to what I consider phase three of this hearing, which is NDEP's response to AABC. So, Dan, apologize for holding you up, but you have this opportunity.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. So, I'm going to try a little advanced technology at the start here and do a share screen. Well, that backfired.
No, you're frozen, Dan.
Okay. Can you guys see me now?
Yes, we. I
what
can.
If we
yes.
all turn off our cameras to see it's if okay. we could share your screen?
Yeah, honestly, I'll just point you guys to it because it's the founding document for this case. It's the form that ABC submitted in its appeal. And first, I want to note that I don't even think it could be argued that the division acted arbitrarily or capriciously here. It had two notices of noncompliance, extended the deadline multiple times, held a hearing, and stated the reasons why the permit was going to be revoked in multiple letters, and still ABC refused to comply. But regardless, I'd just like to point out that you are required under the NAC to specify your grounds for an appeal and check all boxes that apply. And there is a box for final decision was arbitrary or capricious, and that box was not checked by ABC. The box that they checked was that there was an error of law on the part of NDEP, meaning that NDEP acted outside of its legal authority or did not have the legal ability to revoke the permit in question. So they didn't even argue right up front that this was arbitrary or capricious. If the commission was going to consider that argument, then again, I would state that the NDEP did not act arbitrary or capriciously here. They gave multiple opportunities to come into compliance, which ABC just continuously refused to do. And I'd also, you know, Mr. Thomas has brought up the Rule 56F a number of times for getting more time. But it doesn't matter if we waited a year, 2 years, 3 years. There's no amount of time that's going to change the fact of this case, the one material fact that matters, which is that ABC did not comply with the law. They didn't submit the report and the fee that's required under the NRS and is required under the NAC. Any emails, anything that ABC is going to obtain during that time isn't going to show that they paid the fee. They admitted this during their testimony here and in their briefing. So there's no reason for more time to be given. I would argue that the standard for summary judgment is that there's no genuine issue of material fact. So let's start with that. The material fact in this case is whether or not ABC paid the fee. That's the fact. And that fact, there is no genuine issue as to it. Because ABC admits that, NDEP admits that. That's the battlefield that we're on right now, that we're playing on, is that we all acknowledge that the fee wasn't paid. There's no genuine issue as to that material fact. Given that undisputed fact, it is now the commission's opportunity to make a ruling as a matter of law that NDEP has the authority to revoke a permit based on a permittee's failure to pay its annual fee. So I think that summary judgment is entirely appropriate here. You can see by the types of evidence that's been offered today that if we had a full hearing on this issue, a lot of the testimony that's going to be offered by ABC is going to be irrelevant to the what we consider to be the material fact, which is whether or not the fee was paid. So a motion for summary judgment to me is entirely appropriate in this case. If you guys have any more questions, I'm happy to answer them.
T, any more questions? Casey, none, any more questions? How about you, Tom?
No.
So, Dan, what I am understanding in this conference, hearing conference we're having, is you have simplified the issue to very simply, the fee wasn't paid. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. You've got to tell me whether I'm misunderstanding this or not.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair way to characterize it, because that is the basis. NDEP provided a letter as to why the permit was being revoked, and the letter stated that it was because the fee was not paid. So I think it's fair for you to say that this, it's not really me that's making the case like that, I'd say. It's more, that's the law. The permit has to be paid. ABC is talking about, you know, pretext, trying to read into the minds, I guess, of, you know, members of NDEP. But really, if you want the text, it's contained in the letters that NDEP sent. And there's three of them, which say, pay your fee, pay your annual fee, and we can move forward from this. You didn't pay it, we're going to give you an opportunity. You didn't pay it again, we're going to give you another opportunity. That's the text. I don't know, you know, Mr. Thomas talks about subtext, but I don't think that there's any way to possibly even get at that. And I don't think you need to. I think it's all spelled out in front of you with the exhibits that have been submitted. And it is about the annual fee. That's why the permit was revoked. And that, to me, and under the law, is a proper basis for revoking the permit. And that's why we're here.
Dan, I'm going to go out on a limb here now. I understand what you're saying. Obviously, the panel will deliberate on this. My question to you, be a supposition, assuming you are correct. So this whole situation goes away, right? We make this ruling and everything's fixed and it's over. Do you believe that?
No, I wouldn't say it's over, because the property still needs to be reclaimed. So what this hearing is doing is now taking it out of the hands of ABC, and instead NDEP, the people charged with ensuring protection of the state, now have a bond that is approximately $250,000 that they can use to reclaim the property. And they also have the authority under the law to compel ABC to engage in any activities that are necessary to reclaim the property. So this is really just the first step. The most important thing to NDEP is obviously that the property is reclaimed. But now that power will shift to NDEP to make sure that that happens.
I'd like to go a little further on this now. And I don't want to drag this out, guys. And I'm talking to ABC as well as NDEP. I'm kind of disappointed in this. But if there's any other comments that ABC would like to make that they haven't made, I don't want you to reiterate what you already said, because frankly, I think I understand what you're saying, and I believe Mr. Ford has tried to do something. I believe Mr. Ford just feels frustrated with the whole situation. And I almost feel like this hearing conference is an attempt to try to bring something forward about what's going on and maybe voice your frustration. But again, guys in ABC, I don't want to put words in your mouth. If there's any final comments that Mr. Thomas or Mr. Ford you'd like to make, I want to give you every opportunity.
Could you give me a couple minutes to talk to Mr. Ford? Is that possible?
Certainly, certainly. Do we want to take a recess here for a few minutes? Is that okay
sure.
with you, Tom, and Casey, and Dan? You okay with that?
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay, I'm seeing a shake of heads. So, look, it's 10:10 about. If we give Mr. Thomas, Mr. Ford, what do you need, 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
10 minutes should do it.
Okay. Gentlemen, we'll come back in 10 minutes. We'll recess for 10 minutes until 10:20.
Mr. Chairman, this
sounds good. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Val. I would recommend that everyone stays in the meeting so that we don't lose connection during this recess.
I know, Valen. You know, you're really pointing that at me, and I agree with you.
That's not true.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do that. Okay, we'll see. We'll come back in 10 minutes.
Should we tell Dan that he shouldn't bounce in his chair?
I should have turned this off. I forgot to turn it off.
Val, can you hear me?
I can, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I've lost track whether I'm on mute or I'm on talk.
You're definitely on talk.
Okay, is everybody, I think Casey would prefer I be on mute, by the way. Is everybody back? Are you ready to go since we're all together, that we have Mr. Thomas and Mr. Ford, everybody ready to go back on? Thank you, Frederick. Okay, with that.
Thank you.
We're going to go. We're ready to go. We're reconvening now at 10:20. And I think where we are is we are with ABC, wanted a recess, short recess. And I think we're ready to hear from you now again, Mr. Thomas.
This is Byron Thomas. Mr. Ford would like to make put some evidence into the record.
Hey, maybe it wasn't clearly what I said earlier, but I want to kind of slow down and clear this up. I had a meeting on January 6th of 2020. In that meeting, the president, there was Todd's process, first time I ever met him, never met him before. He wasn't there in my last meeting. There was Todd Sue Smith, which I've met several times, and there was Joe Sawyer in that meeting. At that meeting, the outcome was get a hold of a company called Profile. And that guy in the company was Andy Jung, J-U-N-G. At that meeting, we sent an email to this guy, and he was supposed to take the sample from the ponds that was over hot, that everybody said, don't make it a public issue. And he was going to give them the results saying that we had to use this material that I've been using for 6 years to reclaim the site. When I left that meeting, it was clearly understood that it was rating on this third-party consultant they told me to hire, Todd Process, and he had sent an email about this guy before in 2018 when I was slow on paying the papers and the guy didn't get on the board. He said, let's get this thing over with. He said, as long as this consultant gives you the okay, we back to the way you was doing it. Now, in 2012, I was told from Bruce Holgram and Paul Comba that I didn't have to do no more with the reclamation because they were changing me over to the landfill. So I've been told twice. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to worry about that. Make sure you don't have to pay no fees. Do you want your money returned? I said, no, don't return the money. Save it. We're going to swap it to a landfill permit. Now, this new guy process come on, and when we left that meeting on January 6th of 2020, it was clearly understood that this consultant was going to get back to us where we could be on the same page, and I was going to pay the fees for 3 years, for 2 years, not 1 year. Now, since that day, I have filed a complaint in Nye County against this. I had to because Nye County approved a brownfield money on this property to help me reclaim it. I had to go to the Nye County Court and file an action against NDEP. That's filed already, got a case number. I don't want to go this route and spend $200,000-$300,000 on lawyer fees for 10 years in court and why the property sat there. But I'm asking for something that they promised me. I was promised by Bruce Holgram that nobody looked at the papers. I was promised by Paul Comba. And I was promised again on January 6th by all three of these. Well, Todd Sue Smith said nothing at the meeting. He said nothing at all. Only person who was talking was Joe Sawyer and Todd Process. And Joe Sawyer was very nice at the meeting. He understood. He said, will you get a hold to this guy, Robert, get this done? I got a hold to the guy. And the guy had a problem. He couldn't get the the sample done quick enough, and he was about 2 months later on getting all of it done. So all it is, my understanding, that we were going to have an understanding that the reclamation could go back as it was when Bruce Holmgren told me I could use the greenways. I can't afford to pay $4,000 when there's no money coming in to pay to reclaim this property. It was underestimated by American Borate years ago, and I'm trying to fix the problem, and I'm trying to stay out of the court. But if they push me to no place to go but to fight in the court, and I understand that, but whoever reclaim it, it has to have material to do it. The pond did not dry. And if they come after me, they go after American Borate. So if that's what we're going to do is have a fight, I guess we can go that route. But right now, if we just get back to going like Bruce Holmgren's already put in writing, this won't be an issue. Now, if I can pay the money up to the court for the fee for another year, but they promised me that I didn't have to continue paying this fee because I'm not mining. That's what they told me in 2011, 2012. I bought this property from a foreclosure sale for $11,000 that I should have never spent the $11,000 on because it's not worth the money. So that's the way I see it. I want everybody to understand that when I left that meeting, it was really understood that the consultant that they gave me, and they was all copied on the email on January 12th when the guy said it's going to take them a few more weeks to pull everything together. This is their consultant they gave me. Thank you.
This is Byron Thompson. I just wanted to make and that's why I wanted more time to develop all the facts, Your Honor. Things haven't been easy because of the coronavirus. That's all I would have.
Dee, go ahead.
So I have a couple questions. You said that in this meeting of January 6, 2020, you were told you didn't have to pay fees, but then in the separate sentence, you said you were going to pay the fees of 2 years. In our packet here, the meeting with NDEP was on January 10th on the annual fee, and it still didn't get paid after that January 10th meeting where it was discussed that you were, so how does the 6th meeting and the 10th meeting coincide?
Well, and you could be right on the 10th. I'm looking at an email from January 12th. So I was at NDEP on Friday, and maybe it was a typo, but on the 12th, the consultant that they told me to contact contacted me back on a Sunday. So that means I met him on the 10th. And Joe Sawyer said, Robert, when we get this consultant to get this done, you're going to probably owe another year. I said, okay, I'll go pay 2 years. I said, I just want to make sure that we can get back to what we were doing with Bruce Holmgren. And he said, okay. So I was waiting on Angie Jung, J-U-N-G, from Western Systems to get back to me that he understood the test that he took. He took the sample. I had to mail him a sample. And he done all that testing for us, and he provided the information to us after that on the test that the pond was hot and it had to be reclaimed. There's nothing you can do with this property. You can't grow anything unless you get 12 inches of material in there. So that's what Andy done for us, and he sent that email to NDEP and me in February. So they knew when I left there that I wasn't paying until Andy got through with this test. That was all understood. That's right now with the Reno to see him.
Thank you. Casey, do you have other questions or does that answer your question?
I'm not sure. So so you still haven't received anything then from Andy? If the email was clear, you weren't going to pay the fees until you received something from Andy, have you still not received anything from Andy because you still haven't paid that fee?
Yes, I got the email. Yes, I got the email from Andy. I forwarded it to both Joe and both Todd. And before I forwarded it to them, they had already sent another paper out that they're taking the bond again because I didn't get it till late. And our agreement was if we was going to get this information and if we was going to agree and he was going to give me a paper. So Joe Sawyer said he's going to make up a settlement agreement that included 2 years worth of fee. I have not got the settlement agreement like they promised me. And they started back to fighting. So I got mad and I went and hired a lawyer and I sued them in Nye County. And they, you know, wasted $5,000 on that. And so now the lawsuit had not been answered as of today. I didn't default them. And I want to work this out, but I was promised a settlement agreement on the results from Andy. And I paid the 2 years and we done.
Anything else, KC? Tom, how about you?
I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, with that, Dan, I mean, I gave ABC another opportunity. Quite frankly, I've heard enough from you, but do you have any other comments?
No, I think that, you know, that pretty much sums it up. I just respond to one thing that Mr. Ford said during his testimony he just gave, which is that apparently he was told in 2011 not to continue to pay his fee. I've never seen anything in the record like that, and I'd just like to point out that the fee was paid from 2011 until 2017, and then letters were sent saying, hey, you need to pay the fee. So I don't think that that statement is supported in the record anywhere. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Any more from the panel? We will go on to 3A of this hearing. We've heard from both parties. If there's no other questions from the parties before we start our deliberations, this will be your opportunity right now to ask those questions of either party before deliberations. Seeing none, the members of this panel will openly discuss the matters of the motion for summary judgment, and after such deliberation, I will entertain motions from the members of the panel and will call for votes on such motions. Please note that a simple majority vote prevails in all matters considered by the commission. After the panel concludes its deliberation and issues its decision, the matter will be concluded. So I think it's the panel's turn to discuss this, and I'll just start it off. I'm really troubled by this. I'm troubled by the fact that we seem to be at an impasse. It seems to be some misunderstandings. I'm not really sure what's going on here, but I know this panel is here to look at an issue, not a lot of the side issues that go along with this, but one major issue. So with that, I understand the 56F that's been brought up. Depending on what we believe the issue is, really, that may or may not be at all under our consideration. I also understand that ABC feels that NDP is withholding approval. Why should they pay their fee when NDP is withholding approval? I understand that also. I'm not sure that's the issue here either, but it sure does trouble me. So with that, I'd like to, you know, get comments from you, KC, and Tom to enlighten me how you guys see this. Ladies are always first, KC.
Technologically challenged, apparently. I too am struggling, but I think from what's before us, the motion for summary judgment, it sounds like it's backwards, but it's forward. is discussing the multiple letters that were sent as far as the NRSs, which require the annual payment. It was very clear that if this payment didn't get made, the fee would be revoked. That is what they're saying this determination was based on. And it doesn't state anything in these letters about, you know, these plans, but it, and, you know, through this process, it was stated that the plan hasn't been submitted, nor has the funding been paid. So I think it's pretty clear in my mind.
Okay. Tom, how about you?
Yeah, a few thoughts. You know, this hearing being a summary judgment hearing requires us to make sure we hear all of the appellant's arguments, which I think we have. And I really see it as two separate issues. There's this issue with the permit renewal and the plan and the approval of the plan, what was agreed to and what wasn't agreed to. To me, that's a separate issue than what we're supposed to consider here today. What we're supposed to consider here today, pursuant to, and again, this is their permit renewal. When they sign on, or any entity signs on with a permit with the division, they're required to meet the requirements that are in the permit. And part of that is to pay the fees, submit reports, do testing, and things of that nature. And I think everything we've heard today shows that this fee was not paid to the division as required. And you know, that fee and other requirements are supposed to be complied with regardless of your compliance status or whether you have an issue with the division. The other thing is, when I look at their actual appeal form, the appeal form does not contend that the fee was the issue, which we're supposed to hear today. So I think the mark was kind of missed. And for us to try to sidestep the motion for summary judgment because of this, I don't think is appropriate. We have to decide what's before us today. Did or did they not pay the fee? I think it's clear they did not pay this fee. It's required by the regulations and statutes. And that's what we have to determine today. I didn't see anything else that was presented evidence-wise or information or anything in my packet that shows otherwise.
Thank you, Tom. I probably, if I erred, I allowed a lot of things on the record that weren't pertinent to this hearing. I do that all the time. And when I did that this time, I was sad. I was saddened that this situation exists, that there is a misunderstanding, bad communication, I'm not sure what. I agree totally with Tom. There's an issue here, and the issue is, I believe the permittee has to pay that annual fee, regardless of the anything else. It's in the law. You're required by it. The permittee should know that when they pick up permit, pick up another responsibility, it just almost goes without saying. I have to register my car every year, and if I don't, I cannot go out and claim, oh, wait a minute, what you're charging me for this permit is wrong. Or so what I'm trying to say, guys, is I'm troubled. I really do feel that you've got some legitimate questions and some legitimate concerns about this permit and your project. The point I'd like to make is, I think Tom makes it better than I do, is that the real issue here for this hearing is you didn't pay your fee. You chose not to pay the fee and argue that you need to have approval, that NDP is withholding approval. What I hear you saying is you want it, the reclamation plan approved, then you'll pay your fee. That isn't how it works from my understanding and reading of the law. So I'm concerned about this. And I want to say something else. I am, whatever this panel does, One way or the other, it's not going to solve the problem. It's certainly not going to solve. I mean, this thing just is going to keep going and keep going until somebody says, I give. And that could be ABC, that could be NDEP. And to some degree, it looks like NDEP is saying that in this pre-conference hearing. We give up. We've made three attempts. It's not getting paid. We have no choice. We've been backed into a corner, and there's nothing more we can do under the law. And that's kind of where I think things are, although I don't disagree with the arguments made by ABC. There's something going on here that's not working. There's some misunderstanding. So with that, Tom, unless you and KC have any other comments, I need to entertain a motion from one of you for how you want this panel to proceed.
I have no other questions, Kim.
KC?
I have none either.
Okay. Do we have a motion? A motion would either uphold or dismiss the motion for summary judgment by NDEP.
I would make the motion to uphold the motion for summary judgment in favor of NDEP.
Is there any discussion on the motion?
You need a second.
Tom?
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Yeah, I'd just like to add, Mr. Chairman, that again, ABC Recycling Industries has not shown or presented any evidence today to the division that they committed an error of law. And in fact, the division actually acted within the regulations that statutes in this matter and allowed additional time for ABC Recycling to pay the required fee, and they didn't.
Okay, Tom, thank you. I'd like to add to that that ABC's request under 56F is not germane to what this panel has to consider. And unfortunately, because I do have to say I'm still saddened by the total situation, the withholding of approval also does not, in any way, that's why I asked the question, support that, hey, by the way, before you pay your fee, NDEP has to do this and this and this and this. Those considerations under that law are not, or I couldn't find them. It just says you have an annual fee, you need to pay your fee, and then we'll get on with life. And that has not occurred. So that would be my discussion. If there's no other discussion by you, KC, or Tom, then I would call the question. And I would ask for a vote on this motion. And I would like all those who agree with the motion, signify by aye, and maybe we should even raise our hands so on our picture we know we're doing both. So with that, I'm signifying my agreement with the motion made by Casey, and I say aye.
Aye.
Okay. There are no nays. That was a unanimous decision by the panel. And that concludes the that portion of this conference. I will now go on to item number 4, which is the final comments. And I would ask if there are any public comments. Remind participants that comments may be limited to 2 minutes per person at my discretion. Please note that no action may be taken on a matter during public comment until the matter itself has been included on an agenda as an item for possible action. And I will add that, yes, now we will receive any public comments about this ABC summary judgment hearing we just had. The floor is open. Okay, I hear none, I see none, and with that, we'll have the meeting adjourned. Thank everybody, and I want to thank, this is the first virtual meeting we've had of the SEC, as I know, and it went well. I appreciate ABC, I appreciate NDEP for being patient, first of all with me for being 15 minutes late,
but also in how this meeting was conducted. We conducted this in what I consider a ladies and gentlemen manner, and for me, that really makes me very, very happy. So with that, everybody, thank you very much, and I adjourn the meeting.
Chairman Ganz?
No.
Chairman Ganz?
Yes.
Before we adjourn, Val King, for the record, I just want to make sure, and this is a question more to our legal counsel, Tahina. The actual motion, should we aren't actually upholding the request for summary judgment. We are upholding the fact that, let's see, what we got here?
Essentially, it's being granted.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that you're good with the motion and that it satisfies the intent of this pre-hearing conference.
The fact that what was added to the motion was that it was in favor, it was upholding it in favor of NDEP, that would be considered as granting it.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that before we ended the meeting. Thank you.
Anna, thank you. I didn't see you, but I'm glad you're with us.
Sure, no problem. Good to see you, Chairman.
Okay, again, this meeting is adjourned, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.